from KQED.
As we've reported here on the California Report, there have been many questions about what is happening in the coroner's office and whether the San Joaquin County Sheriff is influencing investigations into death. Well, now the chief forensic pathologist, Dr. Bennett Omalu, has resigned his post, saying he can no longer work in a place where the sheriff interferes with death investigations. Here's more from KQED's Julie Small.
Daniel Lee Humphreys was riding a motorcycle, being chased by the CHP for speeding. He crashed and later died on a freeway median strip in Stockton. That was 9 years ago, but his ex-wife, Barbara Stewart, can't put it out of her mind.
It's something I think I probably will think about the rest of my life.
Stewart used to work for the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office and says it's especially hard to believe key facts were not disclosed about how Humphreys was shot with a taser gun.
The fact that it was only reported that he was tased twice, and in reality he was tased 31 times. There's a big difference in that, and I'm not sure how that can be overlooked or swept under a carpet like it was.
Dr. Bennett Omalu performed the autopsy on Humphreys' body. He reported that the death was likely caused by a head injury when the 47-year-old crashed his motorcycle. But 2 years later, the pathologist got a printout that showed how many times the officer fired the taser gun when it surfaced as part of a wrongful death suit brought by the family. At that point, Omalu no longer considered Humphreys' death an accident. Electrocution caused the death. Information was intentionally withheld from me by the sheriff in order to mislead me from determining the case to be a homicide, Omalu wrote in a memo given to the county administration this week, just before he resigned his job. The San Joaquin County Sheriff Coroner Steve Moore said he needed time to review the case documents. He has declined to be recorded, but denies acting improperly or interfering in death investigations. But the attorney for the Humphreys family, Peter Williamson, is convinced there was a cover-up.
I cannot, for the life of me, fathom what the possible explanation could be for the withholding of that evidence, other than it was a not-so-subtle attempt to clear the officer from any wrongdoing.
Williamson described the sequence of events right after the motorcycle crash.
His bike ended up in lane number two. He got up, kind of staggered, and headed over to the center median.
Williamson says that's when the CHP officer fired the taser. Humphreys, he says, was subjected to 2.5 minutes of electrical current.
That's a lot of pain, that's a lot of discomfort, you know, and obviously it ultimately killed him.
The CHP cleared the officer of any wrongdoing, and the state settled out of court for $1 million. Barbara Stewart says she regrets that.
Money doesn't replace a person. It doesn't fix the wrong. Had it been me myself, I would have pushed it to the end just to look that officer in the eye in a courtroom.
The district attorney's office in San Joaquin County reviews all officer-involved deaths, but in Humphreys' case, no findings were made public. When I asked District Attorney Tori Verber-Salazar how a key piece of evidence just disappeared for 2 years, she didn't have an answer.
Is that part of your mandate to ensure that the investigation was proper?
Absolutely. We have a number of checks and balances in place to ensure that the investigation is proper.
That's not much comfort to Humphreys' family. Even though he was tased over and over as he lay in that median strip, the death certificate issued by Sheriff Moore says it was an accident. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.